Good afternoon, I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. The Tennessee legislature has passed a bill that nearly doubles the number of school vouchers. WPLN's Camelia Burris reports on why the bill drew pushback from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle.
The Tennessee Senate narrowly passed a bill Monday that raises the total number of school vouchers to 35,000. The statewide voucher program has only been in effect for a year, and both Democrats and Republicans worry the expansion is too quick and costly. Backers of the bill praise vouchers' popularity, but Senator Heidi Campbell of Nashville says they're a subsidy for wealthy families that were already paying private school tuition.
We can't obviously continue to fund private school education for all of the children in our state, unless we raise taxes, unless we find some other sort of source of income.
Others took issue with changing a rule to keep school districts from losing state funds when kids transfer for any reason. Under the new plan, the state will only give more funding to schools if the kids that left provided a Social Security number. Senator Charlene Oliver, a Democrat from Nashville, says this is invasive.
Where is that data going? I don't even provide a Social Security number to the doctor's office when they go see the pediatrician. So we want to trust the districts with this sensitive data? I don't think so.
Some Republicans also voted against the measure, saying they're from rural counties that don't want more vouchers. Some 19 Tennessee counties don't even have a private school, meaning there's nowhere for families to use one of the $7,000 vouchers. Still, the bill sponsor, Senator Jack Johnson of Franklin, says the program is a success. But critics argue there's not enough data to show if voucher recipients are performing better than their public school peers. The bill is now headed to Governor Bill Lee's desk. Camelia Burris, WPLN News.
Recent reports that a copy of the Las Vegas Sphere was coming to Nashville were rumors. That's word from the group redeveloping a former scrapyard site on Nashville's East Bank. The claim started circulating last month. The development group, TEB, tells the Tennessean that none of the land is up for lease or sale yet.